I joined the UN peacekeeping on 23rd of September 2011.
And why did you want to serve under the UN flag?
I wanted to serve under the UN flag because it's a way of bringing people together to come address global issues on security.
Blue Hound are known as peacekeepers. What does peacekeeping mean for you?
Peacekeeping to me means that there are very many places in the world that there's violence and there's violations of basic human rights, but there are different soldiers from different countries under the UN flag that are coming together to address issues to do with violence and issues to do with peacekeeping to make sure that other people in the world are safe and they can continue their day-to-day business as usual without violence. That is what peacekeeping means to me.
Captain Rachel Kagia, as a woman peacekeeper, what are the challenges you are facing in carrying out your duties?
Okay, I would say that from my perspective, when you're in Kinshasa, the challenges are not many. Maybe the only challenge that could be there is security for women, especially when you go out alone. But again, MONUSCO has put in place ways in which you can be safe. For example, you can be safe by using the normal safe travel modes, like using dispatch, and it can come take you from your house to wherever you're going. And again, I can say our colleagues are good. They usually ensure we're safe, so we are good to go.
And can you describe your daily duties?
I'm currently working in Milob HQ, so my daily duties. First of all, when I come in the morning, I have to go for a briefing with my boss, who is Deputy Chief Military Observer, and then I get what he has for me for that day. But other than that, I will collect information from team sites, and after collecting information from team sites, I will put them in a way that they're easily understandable. Then again, I do monitoring of female Milobs in the field. So I collect the information female Milobs give, and after I've collected it and I get their experiences in the field, I get to work with what they're experiencing and the challenges they're facing, and I try to put them in a more comfortable situation.
29th May is Peacekeepers Day, and what does it mean for you?
For me, Peacekeepers Day means that they are great men and women, soldiers, who are taking time from their country to serve elsewhere in the world, and they are ensuring that they provide safety and security to other people in the world, away from their families and what is from their normal duties. And they are out there and they are facing a lot of challenges, but they are making a difference in the world.